Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi. Good morning. At least it's morning here in Austin, and it's earlier morning if you're on the West Coast in L.A. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, you know you could call in and ask me any questions you'd like. The number's 310-371-5444. I'll repeat it. 310-371-5444. So I always like to start the show with just a brief introduction of the work that I do. And the work that I do is all fits under the umbrella of called spirituality. And the basic premise is what people start off with is that we have a piece of God inside of us. That's the basic premise of spirituality. And it starts with the premise, but once you start adhering to that and having the attention that you have a piece of God inside of you, then that piece of God shows up. And it shows up even if you don't, but it shows up more regularly and more intensely if you hold that intention. Now, throughout the show, I'll refer to this piece of God, the term that I use, the soul. I'll refer to it as my soul. And so we all have a soul inside of us, everyone. I have only seen a picture of one person that doesn't have a soul. And so that's one of the things that I love so much about graduating from this, from my Doctor of Spiritual Science program, is that not only did I find by writing my treatise and completing it that I had a direct experience, more direct than I've ever had, of the spirit inside of me, of the soul that's inside of me, of that piece of God. And the Lenape, as I like to talk about it, Lenape's a Southern Creole term. I was born and raised in New Orleans, so that word kind of follows with me. Lenape is a term that means something a little bit extra. And so in terms of an example of that, it's like a baker's dozen. A baker's dozen is 13 donuts, so the 13th donut is a little bit something extra. So the Lenape of me writing my treatise and graduating and get it fitted, as they say when they put the clothes on over you, over your gown, is that I was able to see everybody else's soul. I was able to see and experience the spark that's inside of them. So that's my personal experience. But the show this month is about karma. And I really think that karma is so totally misinterpreted by lots of people. And I think people want to try to define karma in terms of Newton's second law of physics. And that is, for every effect, there's an equal and opposite effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so that's how they look at karma. They look at, in a sense, like it's a punishment system. It's like there's bad karma and good karma. I just see it as karma. Okay? So we all come into this lifetime with karma, with a set of karma that we're here to work out, that we're here to complete. So spiritually, I see karma more about having experiences and having experiences that you complete in a new way, that you complete in a way that acknowledges that you're aware that you have this piece of God inside of you, and that God is here for you, always here for you, and that you are divinely protected during this lifetime. Now, in order to get a fuller understanding about how all that works, I want to go back to the very beginning, and that beginning is before we come into the planet this time, before we take on a body this time. Now, a lot of people will talk about reincarnation. I think if you start to look at the word reincarnation, you'll see that you incarnate. And so you really only incarnate on the planet once. Once you've done that, what happens is you drop that body, and then you go to another body, until you work out all of your quote-unquote karma. But karma is basically just about having experiences and doing them in a different way. And doing them in a way that you get that you are personally responsible. This is something you did, and that I don't have to do it that way anymore. I take 100% responsibility for my actions. Now, part of this whole concept of having a soul is that if you have a piece of God inside of you, you cannot be a victim. God's not a victim. There are, really no victims out here. So the way that you work with that is to take 100% responsibility. And so that's a really relatively new and strange idea to most people. And so I say, take it easy on yourself. Be gentle. Don't try to go back to when you were 8 years old and you had something happen to you and you don't know how you could ever be responsible for it. Don't do that to yourself. You're just being hard on yourself. Just take what's in front of you now and be responsible for it. I took in too much food. Be responsible that you knew that you had eaten too much, that you had taken on too many calories. In fact, if you start to listen, you'll hear a voice inside of you that will tell you that. And that's the voice that I really like people to start listening to, because that will assist you in becoming more responsible, 100% responsible. So that's a concept that if it's new to you, play with it for a while. Just try to do it in the context of whatever going on in your life now. But let's go back until before we ever came in to this lifetime. The easiest way that I found to understand it, and the way that seems to be other metaphysicians or other spiritual teachers refer to it, is that we meaning our soul, us, go before a karmic board. Okay? Now, this is a board of spiritual beings, and they are there to assist you in deciding what you're going to do, what experiences you're going to have this lifetime, and assist you in completing them, and assisting you about bringing to you all those people, all those situations that are necessary for you to have the experience so that you can complete it and move on. Okay? So we all start at this karmic board. We go and we negotiate. Now, because I said we're 100% responsible, what that means is that these spiritual beings don't tell you what to do. They don't say you have to work on A, B, or C. That's not the way it is. The way it is that they present to you and you present to them things that you could work on this lifetime. What are the opportunities that are available to you when you come in during this era, during this time, and during the group of people around you? And to have them to assist you in doing that. So that's the first. That's the first phase. So at that time, you do things like pick your parents, okay? And you pick your parents Well, with a smile on my face, I always say I picked my parents because I wanted to learn behaviors that I never wanted to do again. And I think if you look, go back and look at your parents, you probably can relate to the same way, the same thing as I'm talking about now, that your parents had behaviors that didn't work for you. In other words, my mother, I have always labeled as the queen of mean. And so I have inside of me, just because I lived and grew up in that environment and was in a household with her, I had experiences of her being mean to me, and it's watching her being mean to other people. And so I certainly didn't like it. I understand that the karmic reason I had that, and mostly it's to not be mean to people. You know, I don't know about you, but I have this part of me that knows how to be mean, and it's like I have to take authority over that. I have to know that I can be that way. Well, the good news about it is that when that shows up in me, now almost all the time, I can take that meanness and make it kindness. So that's how I had it work for me. So we pick our parents. We also pick our mates. And there are reasons for picking those mates, some of which we don't know. Okay? But we pick those mates because they're important for us to go through our karma and those experiences. So, at the time that we're in front of the karmic board, we set all of those things in motion. We make sure that there's people that are available to do that for us. A lot of times, people my experience is that not only at these karmic board meetings, there's a group of spiritual teachers, but there's also a whole other group of spiritual beings who are in there to participate. So, in fact, in some occasions you can ask, is there someone that wants to be a part of this for me, for my spiritual development? And they will, you know, the symbol that I use is they can raise their hand and they can agree to do that for you. So at that point in time, before you ever are actually conceived, right, you are a soul in preparation. When all the circumstances are exactly the way that's perfect for you to have experiences, to complete them in a positive way, in a way of knowing that you're God, when all of that shows up, that's how your mom gets impregnated. And then you come in. And I'm going to say this right now. There is a part of you, I guess it'll be the next month's show. There's a whole part of you that is designed to take care of your body. Now, the kahunas refer to it as the lower self. I don't like that term lower self because it means a form of separateness or againstness. Because there's a lower, there's a higher, and lower usually means less than. So I term it the basic self. And I call it the basic self because it takes care, among other things, of all your involuntary bodily functions. So when you're conceived, your basic self comes in and starts working with you and your body. Okay? And through another part of you called your high self, it knows what the karmic pattern is. And so it's working with your body to make sure all of that occurs. So what happens is that now that as we're conceived and and about to come on the planet, we have this whole set of experiences that are available to us. And are there options? Yes. There have been many times in my life where I was at a fork in the road, and I could have gone down that fork, but I chose not to. But the fork was available for me. I particularly remember I had an experience with a guy by the name of Swami Satchananda. He wanted me to work with him. And so I saw it as a clear focus of like, I'm going this way and I'm doing this thing and he's coming and he's offering me something that was really spectacular as far as I was concerned. And that was the fork in the road, and I chose not to go at that time. And I've had other instances of that. I've had relationships come in where they present a fork in the road. But I've always steadfast with this experiences that I have about who I am. And so that's what happens, is that although we come in and we go through a set of experiences, we do have choices. We're not locked in. We're not a victim to a set of these circumstances. Remember, if you have a piece of God inside of you, how can you be a victim? I mean, it's a rhetorical question that I don't, that I find, in fact, I laugh at sometimes because it's so silly to me that how can it be any other way? Now, of course, there were times where I didn't believe that at all, and I felt victim to stuff. So, but that's then, and this is now, and I'm totally into being 100% responsible and loving all the circumstances that are brought forward to me in my daily life, because I know they're all part and designed for me to go back to God, for me to know myself as God. And that's what karma's all about, is that you go in and you have these experiences, and you have these experiences so that you can clear up misconceptions you have about yourself and get more totally focused and dedicated to the fact that you are God, that you are bringing yourself back to this awareness, to this knowing that there is a God inside of you, is there for you, it's always there for you. All you have to do is turn to it and ask it for assistance, and it will bring assistance to you. Now, trust me, it may not come at the immediacy of what you're asking. Okay? It may take a little while. It may take more than one asking. It may take quite a few prayers. But you just never know. So you just have to keep going. But as you get experience in this, you just have this inner knower, this God that's inside of you that knows that everything is perfect, and everything is for your highest good. I might not see it happening, and it is for my highest good. So basically what I've done in this segment is that I've talked about the idea of karma and where it comes from and how it works and how it's set up for you to go through this life to have these experiences. Now, I'll be coming back after a short break. And in that break, we'll start talking about the different kinds of karma and how they work and how you can know what the different kinds of karma you have and how to take authority over them and work with them. So, I'm about to take a break. Please stay on the line. Come back and find out more. You'll also have an opportunity to experience what your personal karma is.
There are so many subconscious thoughts and beliefs that can keep you weighed down. Maybe it's issues from childhood, sexual trauma, emotional imbalances, or even karma. Carl Fletterman's basic self-counseling helps you lift those weights off and opens up your path to healing. You'll discover how to be aware and identify each issue and learn how to let go of long-standing problems to help you finally heal and even forgive yourself. Take your first step towards healing. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. Now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
You were once a happy couple heading in the same direction, but now you've hit a block in the road. Traditional methods of counseling is just not working. Well, listen up. Now there's hope. Carl Fletterman's Couples Counseling uses methods that open the blocked road. He helps you move your relationship into spiritual alignment so that once again you can move together in a shared direction. Act now to get a 30-minute complimentary session. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Imagine the pristine jungles and unspoiled beaches of Costa Rica, an ideal place to connect with the power of earth and spirit to heal. Want to actualize that? Imagine yourself in the tiny seaside village of Utiva at Carl Fletterman's Healing Retreat, with inspirational day trips, meditations, and workshops giving you the chance to self-heal in a loving, supportive environment. But hurry, there's not much time left. It's happening August 22nd through August 31st of this year. So sign up now at clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
An adept empath, Carl Fletterman, has been helping people to wholeness for over 25 years. Here's your chance to get a life path reading which can help you identify the invisible patterns and challenges in your life that are holding you back from wholeness. To find out more about how you can get your one-time life path reading, visit Carl's website, clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com. Your life path to wholeness can start now. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Where we left the last segment was really strategic from my point of view. It was to give you an idea that we come into this lifetime with a set of choices about what it is we want to experience and complete. And in experiencing and completing this, we then get to know ourselves more as God. That part is cleared up so that we don't have to deal with that energy anymore. Unless, of course, it shows up and we have to demonstrate that we're not going to go back into it. Like, I use the example of my mother, who was Queen of Mean, as I like to refer to her, is that I know how to be mean, and I know when circumstances come up, but I don't have to participate in being mean. I can choose another way. So if you want to look at it like being mean was a part of my karma that I was to experience so that I don't do it anymore, this is a really good example. I chose not to do that anymore, and therefore, that aspect of not knowing myself as a God becomes the aspect of knowing myself as God, because I don't have to be and work and do the, and act in that such a way. So there's one thing that I really want to emphasize here, and that is, in a sense, we are came into this lifetime with a whole bunch of experiences that we were able to complete to get to know ourselves as God. Now, I do retreats in Costa Rica. In fact, I have one scheduled at September, in the beginning of September. It's a 9-day trip. Really 7 days of the beginning and end are travel days. And one of the things that I found, and that I really, it's because, and that's the reason I started doing retreats, that the land in Costa Rica for human beings has the opportunity to resurface your beliefs or a belief that you're carrying so that you can clear it. It can't clear it for you. You have to do the work. You have to take the responsibility. And it's an opportunity for you to bring up stuff that you necessarily would not do on your own. You may at some time further, but going on the land and spending time in the land, on the land, and in the water, and in the ocean, all of this creates an atmosphere for your basic self and your high self to bring forward to you a belief that you can work on, because in this lifetime, that's where our karma lies. Our karma lies in our beliefs. We'll talk a little bit about that more later. I'm just so happy that I can use this as an example. About 2 years ago, when I was doing this retreat, a person that was traveling with us, she became aware, started demonstrating to the rest of the group about how much she needed to be in control. And this person was really good about being in control. This is a very sharp woman. She knew how to exert herself and come up with the best idea and then work with everybody's objections to make sure and get them all fitting in to her pattern of control so that she could control. Okay. So this is a woman that had a good portion of her life having to be in control, having to have the needs be in control, because everything else was just too scary, too much, whatever. But so she had to be in control. So it was brought up to her pretty glaringly by myself and by the other people that she was trying to exert a control on everyone. So that was the piece of karma that came up for her. And she heard it. She, of course, you know, she didn't have any other experience. It's not like she could go from controlling to not controlling overnight. That's not the way it works. You have to work it. You have to take responsibility for it. When your wanting to control comes up, you know, she had to take responsibility. That's what she was trying to do. She had to find a different way to do it. Well, in that process, which was a miracle to see and just a really act of loving towards yourself that was astonishing to watch. She first grabbed onto the idea that spirit is taking care of her. That there is a spirit inside of her and that it knows what it's doing. It's watching over her. It's making sure she's having the experiences that she came in to do. That's really where it all started, how it started to change for her. Now, recently, I was working with her, and her latest affirmation is, and I just love it. I just think it's a great affirmation. Her latest affirmation is, I am a passenger. And that, to me, sums up exactly what's going on here. We have this set of karma that we have agreed to do. We have taken total responsibility for. We agreed to do it before we ever came on the planet. And so now, instead of her wanting to try to control it and decide how it's going to do and determine how much it's going to come out at one time and with who, she's now totally into this place of, I'm just a passenger. Let me just see what's going to happen here. Let me just walk through my life and see what's going to happen, and I know that everything that's down here is going to be for my highest good. So I personally love that she's transformed that way. And all I can tell you is I have my experiences of karma coming up in Costa Rica, and that's why I do a retreat. The retreat's really incredible because we live in the jungle, and therefore we wake up to howler monkeys. We see monkeys that are like 6 or 8 feet away from us. We see all kind of fauna and foliage, and we see all the critters, all the other critters. And then when we're not meditating together or doing workshops together, when we're not there, we're at the ocean. And we had some pretty incredible pictures of some of the water nymphs that showed up around us when we were, quote-unquote, playing in the water. this is in the southern part of Costa Rica on the Pacific side. We're in the region around Uvita. And so if you're interested in participating, it's going to be in September. It starts on September 5th. Email me, text me, and I will send you the itinerary, the cost, that whole thing. Okay? But again, this is something that was demonstrated to me that here's a piece that you can go work on. Here's a piece that you're ready for that you would not necessarily think of. So it's really a very unique opportunity. So if it's something that strikes your interest, then please inquire and join me. It's really a very also bonding experience. We cook our own meals. I used to be a chef. So we cook our own meals. We clean up after. We enjoy coffee in the morning or tea. We do a workshop not every day, but we always meditate every day together. And that all seems to bring the energy together of that, the land, the earth, and bring forward through us and through our basic selves a karmic issue that we're really not aware of. Okay, so now I think I've done a really good example of explaining to you how karma is and how it works. Okay? And so, shortly I'm going on a break. And when I come back, we'll talk about the three kinds of karma, the three different types of karma. I'll go in as extensively as time will allow about one of them, and how I've developed a system for you to be able to identify a part of your karma is and how to work through it. This is also about one of the services that I offer, which is called Life Path Reading. And so I'll be back after this short break, and we'll talk more about the three different kinds of karma, and we'll get you to be able to walk out of here or turn the radio off, so to speak, and know a piece of your karma. So come back, enjoy it, enjoy the break. I will be back in about a minute and 30 seconds.
Here's something you won't want to miss. Carl Fletterman is a doctor of spiritual science and a wonderful spiritual counselor. He's now offering spiritual mentoring. This intense 8-week block of 1-to-1 spiritual mentoring can advance your spiritual growth as well as help to give you insight and clarity to overcome life challenges, whether it be relationship, family, career, spiritual disturbances, or spiritual blocks. Carl can provide the help you need. Just visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. And do it now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
There are so many subconscious thoughts and beliefs that can keep you weighed down. Maybe it's issues from childhood, sexual trauma, emotional imbalances, or even karma. Carl Fletterman's basic self-counseling helps you lift those weights off and opens up your path to healing. You'll discover how to be aware and identify each issue and learn how to let go of long-standing problems to help you finally heal and even forgive yourself. Take your first step towards healing. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You were once a happy couple heading in the same direction, but now you've hit a block in the road. Traditional methods of counseling is just not working. Well, listen up. Now there's hope. Carl Fletterman's couples counseling uses methods that open the blocked road. He helps you move your relationship into spiritual alignment so that once again you can move together in a shared direction. Act now to get a 30-minute complimentary session. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, welcome back. Here I am. In this segment, we're going to talk about what I've been able to see is the three different categories of karma. Okay? And it took me a long time to realize it. But once I did, it made everything a lot simpler for me, and I realized that all my karma showed up in my emotions. So whenever I got to the point so that whenever I was in emotional imbalance, okay, emotionally out of balance, I knew that there was a piece of karma present that I might not be aware of, but I knew it was present or I wouldn't have been emotionally out of balance. So I learned at that time to go inside and start to self-process myself about what I was out of balance about, what were the emotions that were going on and how come they were, let's just call them, out of whack. One of the things that's really important about this whole concept of being of spirituality is you really have to learn how to self-process. So self-processing is a key. There's a couple of ways that I know how to teach people how to self-process, and perhaps we'll get into that in the future show. Right now, I just want to talk about what I know about, and that is the three different types of karma. Okay? Now, the way I know them to be classified is that they're classified as immediate. Now, immediate karma is the stuff that you live with every day in your life. It shows up every day. It's always there. It's always present. It's immediate in your life. Okay? That's immediate karma. It's always there. It's present. It functions when you sleep, but mostly you're aware of it when you are awake. So that's immediate karma. So then there's the topic which is accumulated karma. Now, accumulated karma is exactly what it says. It is the karma that you have accumulated from past lifetimes and you're bringing into this lifetime, and that karma that you're aware of, that's what you're working on now. So it accumulated from previous lifetimes. That's why it's called accumulated karma. The other one is what's generally classified as group karma. In other words, it has to do with the groups you may or may not have been, the groups that you were in over a period of time. So these things have to do, the groups, the big general groups are groups like ethnicity, right? The color of your skin. The location from which you spent a lot of years. What part of the planet? Were you near water? Were you in the mountains? Were you raised under capitalism? Were you raised under socialism? How did that all work for you? Those are all groups that you may have been a part of that created some sort of incompletion in your life and in your path moving towards God. Now, right now, I'm going to talk about what I call is immediate karma. Now, immediate karma, like I said before, is karma that you are going through immediately. It's the stuff that you wake up with. Now, what I found out, right, and what I've worked with, and quite honestly, the way that I came, this is my own system, okay, and it's the way that I identify immediate karma. And basically what I've done is I've come up with a variation of numerology. And the numerology that I've adapted comes strictly from your birth date. Because again, you picked your birth date. You're not a victim to your birth date. So you picked your birth date. Okay? And so generally what I've done is that I have taken the 9 categories that in some way, shape, manner, or form are all very close to the classic numbers that numerology talks about. So that, and I'll briefly go over. 1 is creativity, 2 cooperation, 3 expression, 4 solid foundation, 5 freedom, 6 perfection, 7 mysticism, 8 success, that's both inner and outer success, 9 God's law or karma. And so those are the numbers that classic numerologists use. I've also come to find out that I've added the placeholder 0, and I've found that indicates a person that has a spiritual gift. Okay? So we'll talk a little bit more. Let's figure out a way to, for you to understand what your numbers are. So if you would take down, get a piece of paper and a pencil and write your birthday down. Okay? I'm going to write down a fictional birthday. Okay? And the number that I wrote down is 12-10-1942. Okay? So that's, so the numbers here appear horizontal. I'm going to take these numbers, and you do the same for your birthday, and write them down vertically, and then once you do that, add them up. So I wrote down 12-12-10-1942, and now I'm going to add them up. 14, 18, 20. Great. So they add up to 20. Now, most people end up with 3 numbers, like 325, like the number 325. Okay? So whatever your numbers are, just write them down and hold on to them. Again, if you have questions or if you want a copy of the chart that I use to read these numbers, email me, text me. I'll be happy to send it to you. The whole reading of what your immediate karma is what I call life path reading, and it's best described as a one-time intuitive reading of your psychological, spiritual, subconscious, basic self, patterns, and challenges. It's a great introduction to the work that I do. So you look at the numbers, and so let's do the, I didn't realize that it was going to be 20. So with the one that I picked first, which is 20, you can see that we immediately have a 0, and that's a spiritual gift. And at that point in time, when I'm in a classroom and I'm teaching people this form of numerology, that's where I start. I always start with the 0, and I ask them, what's your spiritual gift? Their spiritual gift, they know it. They might have to ask a few questions about it, but they know it. So now we're back to the good old break time, and so right now I got, hopefully if you're listening, you've come up with a number, and then we'll talk about what the numbers mean, okay, and how they work together. I hope this has your enthusiasm up, so you get to look at what it is that's primarily going on that you may or may not be aware of. So, I will be back shortly, and I look forward to talking to you about this idea of immediate karma.
An adept empath, Carl Fletterman, has been helping people to wholeness for over 25 years. Here's your chance to get a Life Path reading, which can help you identify the invisible patterns and challenges in your life that are holding you back from wholeness. To find out more about how you can get your one-time Life Path reading, visit Carl's website, clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com. Your life path to wholeness can start now. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Here's something you won't want to miss. Carl Fletterman is a doctor of spiritual science and a wonderful spiritual counselor. He's now offering spiritual mentoring. This intense 8-week block of one-to-one spiritual mentoring can advance your spiritual growth as well as help to give you insight and clarity to overcome life challenges, whether it be relationship, family, career, spiritual disturbances, or spiritual blocks. Carl can provide the help you need. Just visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. And do it now.
You choose programs you want, never anything you don't. The way radio should be. HealthyLife.net.
There are so many subconscious thoughts and beliefs that can keep you weighed down. Maybe it's issues from childhood, sexual trauma, emotional imbalances, or even karma. Carl Fletterman's basic self-counseling helps you lift those weights off and opens up your path to healing. You'll discover how to be aware and identify each issue and learn how to let go of long-standing problems to help you finally heal and even forgive yourself. Take your first step towards healing. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com now.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
You were once a happy couple heading in the same direction, but now you've hit a block in the road. Traditional methods of counseling is just not working. Well, listen up. Now there's hope. Carl Fletterman's Couples Counseling uses methods that open the blocked road. He helps you move your relationship into spiritual alignment so that once again you can move together in a shared direction. Act now to get a 30-minute complimentary session. Visit clearingpathwaystospirit.com. That's clearingpathwaystospirit.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. And so I want to describe to you all the different categories. Like, I gave you a number that was 2-0, so that means he has a 2 and a 0 are his path that he's working on this lifetime that contains his immediate karma. I also gave you another example of someone that's a 3-2-5 after adding up their birthday. And the important thing to know about these numbers, as I find out from my experience, is that the number in the beginning is the number that you lead with. So the person with a 3-2-5, he leads with the 3 and the meaning of the 3. The person with the 2-0, and it's really a 2-0-2 because you always go down to one digit. See? So it's important to know what they lead with. So I will briefly give a description. 1 is creativity. 2, cooperation. 3, expression. 4, solid foundation. 5, freedom. 6, perfection. 7, mysticism or oneness. 8, success. And that's both inner success and outer success, as all of these are. Inner and outer. 9, karma, or God's law. And 10 is what we discussed before, the spiritual gift. So, when I do these readings, I give a person a copy of this numerological chart. There's also a place for him to add up his own birthday so that he can take this piece of paper with him and make reference for it in the future. So I'm going to deal with the guy that, with the number that I came up with, 3-2-5. So 3 is expression. 2 is cooperation, and 5 is freedom. So when I said this person leads with the first number, his first number is expression. So when I talk about expression, it's how you express yourself in the outer world. It's also how you express yourself inside to you into your spiritual world. So it's inner expression and outer expression. Now, one of the things that happens with people with expression is that their immediate karma, so to speak, the immediacy of what they're delivering with, is that if they lead with three, then they have a lot of self-doubt. They have self-doubt about what they know and what they don't know. Should they say something? Should they not say something? Anything that can present two different approaches at the same time, people with threes will be well aware that that's what's going on. It's like having two minds. Okay? They're both thinking of different things. Okay? And what happens with people with self-doubt is that they have experiences where it's hard for them to talk to other people, to groups, to small groups. It's just hard for them to express what's going on inside of them. It's not easy. It's not natural. Because when they want to go and say something, there's another voice inside of them that says, well, what about this and what about that? And therefore, they have a lot, they spend a lot of time in self-doubt and not really feeling assured of themselves about what there is, what they're going to say and what isn't. Are they going to offend somebody? Are they not? Are they going to say the wrong thing? Are people going to judge them because of what they say? This is this constant turmoil that lives inside people that have freedom, have expression, what I call expression. I know this one very well. I mean, I have part of my numerology is I have freedom. I lead with the freedom. And so there have been a lot of times in my life where I could have talked, could have spoken up, and I didn't. And then when I spoke up, sometimes it didn't come out right because I had this mind that was doing something else and not what was going on. So it was not and has not been easy for me to express myself. But, and you gotta look at the other side of that coin is that look at me now. I now got a talk show where I gotta talk for an hour. You know, unless somebody calls in, which I wish they would do more of, but I have to talk for an hour. Now that doesn't lead to dwelling in self-doubt for very long at all. In fact, it doesn't leave any room. You just have to keep going. And that's a really good thing. So I've gotten to the point where I can do that. I couldn't have done that, decades ago. I just wasn't able to do it. I was just too insecure. I just couldn't. I mean, that's the way that it showed up for me. But now, at some point in time, I developed an affirmation. And that little affirmation, because now I can tell when my self-doubt's starting to tickle me on the inside, I just go, that's my self-doubt. That's not who I am. That is my self-doubt. It's not who I am. Because who I am is the peace of God inside of me. And that self-doubt does not address that part, or certainly not directly. Okay? So that's a big one. A lot of people have threes. It's really easy to work with once people start to understand that they have this thing that's going to happen to them throughout this lifetime, meaning this self-doubt. Then they become more, I should say, less self-judging and more forgiving. And more acceptance and understanding of themselves because they understand that they have self-doubt. They came to work through self-doubt. And in order to work through self-doubt, there are a lot of ways to do it, but the way that I know is you have to go inside and know that there's a piece of God inside of you and that this piece of God is directing you, taking care of you, overseeing you, watching you, loving you so that you stay on this path to know the God inside of you is you. And so it takes a while for people to work with it, for people to understand that. That's expression. The other main number that people come up with are is the 2, is the 3-2-5. And it's cooperation. 2 is cooperation. Now, as I work with people who have chosen to have 2 in their charts, especially if they chose to lead them, instead of them being a 3-2-5, they're a 2-3-5. So that means they're leading with cooperation. Well, the big thing with cooperation is self-doubt. Excuse me, not self-doubt, I'm sorry. Overwhelm. People with cooperation issues often, or more than likely, deal with the idea of always feeling overwhelmed. They come across another person, they're standing in front of them, and the energy from the other person is overwhelming. So, that's the thing with 2s, feeling overwhelmed. But the good news about that is I found out that the reason why they feel overwhelmed is because they can feel the spirit inside the other person, and then although the other person can't feel it, they can, not doesn't matter, feel it, they can feel it inside of them. So they have a pretty good contact, a pretty good knowing, that there is peaceful part inside of them, but they also have this feeling part of them that sees that people around them aren't that way. And so they become overwhelmed, and they look, and it makes it hard for them to act and move forward. Okay, so that's what I have to leave it here for this this month. I will spend some time, probably the next time, going over karma again, and I'll tell you possibly a little bit more about the rest of the karmas, the accumulated karma. And I can see that what we'll talk about is we'll talk about self-processing next time, and we'll talk about acceptance. Acceptance is just one of those topics that I can never talk about enough. I don't think people ever hear about it. But can you accept, well, first of all, can you accept yourself? That's a tough one. But by in and of itself, but also can you accept what's going on inside of you and with other people without passing any judgment, creating any separation? Because the hippies are right, folks, and it's the one that got me into this whole spirituality segment was when I was in college. The hippies were going around saying, we are all one, and we are. For me, it struck a chord inside my heart chakra, which I didn't know what the hell was at that time. But it got me going. It's my curiosity. And so to this day, I am very attuned to the fact that we are all one. And if we really are all one, and we are, then the antithesis of that is separation from against. Thank you. See you next month.